Hello, my spontaneous people. This is Johnny Moore here, and welcome to My Culture Mind. This is a show where I talk about anything in the world of modern culture, for music, movies, TV, food, and all that stuff. And today is going to be a short episode today because there's not much topics that I am interested in or felt like they're not worth talking about. There are going to be two topics I wanted to discuss, and that, of course, will be the announcement of Pedro Pascal cast in Fantastic Four. I don't know if he is going to be Reed Richards or Doctor Doom. I have no idea what this direction is going, but it seems, according to many sources, that he is confirmed. At least according to SAG, that is, that he's going to be in Fantastic Four, but I'll get to that in just a bit. And also, I will be discussing my experience watching Dune, Part 1, and I haven't watched it in a long time, and I just want to give my quick thoughts on it and my overall, like, excitement for Part 2 and all that. But before I get started, if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for listening today. This podcast is available on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Anchor, and wherever you can get your podcast. So without further ado, let's start off with my experience watching Dune Part 1. Now, I had a bit of, not worry, but I've heard some things. Like, obviously, I've heard great things about the cinematography and, like, just the overall story, the tone, and Timothy Chalamet's performance, everyone's performance in that movie. But I also heard that it can be a bit boring for some people. Just like how people watch, like, Blade Runner. It reminded me of Blade Runner. It reminded me of Blade Runner in space, really. So, not to downgrade Blade Runner. I think it has a great cinematography and, like, great storytelling. It's just that it can be a little too much for people. And when I meant too much, I mean in terms of, like, heavy dialogue and very intellectual conversations that some viewers might not grasp. But so I had that notion that Dune would be that kind of a film. And I was half correct, but also I think that I was a bit judgmental about that. And now that I've seen it, I will say this is what I kind of wanted in Star Wars in some ways. A lot of people said that, like, Dune is the, like, not the new Star Wars. I mean, like, Dune has been, like, you know, the books have been out for a long time, and obviously the 1980s film Dune was released, and that had mixed reactions and all that, or mixed reviews. So the fact that they're creating this, this is the new Star Wars. No, I don't think this is, like, the new Star Wars, and I don't think it's a super fair comparison, but there are similarities. There are some similarities of, like, the voice, you know, using the voice. It's like, you know, like, using the Force, like, you know, in some ways. Dune, like, a desert planet, like, we've seen desert planets in Star Wars many, many, many times. But I do like the House of Treaties, House of Treaties, like, that sort of thing, like, you know, different groups in some way. I guess you could say that's kind of like Star Wars as well. You have the Sith and the Jedi and all that, but I think Star Wars, it was definitely about, like, you know, good versus evil, that sort of thing. It's like the classic good versus evil. Dune, on the other hand, it's all about, like, freeing a group of people, and it's all about, like, freedom, really. And I think Star Wars is kind of like that as well, but there's more of the heavy feel, the feeling of, like freedom. And, oh my god, they have an emperor too. This emperor that they mention in the film and is, like, all knowing. And I think Christopher Walken is gonna be the emperor for Dune Part 2. So yeah, I think that's gonna be it. I think what what I love about Dune is the I do love the conversations and all that. I do love the Timothy Chalamet just being like, he is skilled. He is skilled. But he's not great at using the voice, and I like that. And he needs to learn that from, because it's basic. It reminds me, I think some people would say, I think some people might say, like, it's Dances with Wolves in space. I heard that comparison as well. I think it's like, oh, this American boy or this rich boy, now it's going to the poor people or the Native Americans, like the similarities to, like, you know, Dances with Wolves, and that's in that retrospect. So I think I like that more than that is what distinguishes Dune with Star Wars, and I love that. It's someone who just needs to find out, even if he is, like, you know, quote unquote the chosen one or something, or like what the prophecy says and all that. I think what I love about Dune is making these choices based on your own gut and not just a prophecy, but you're just doing what's right. You're doing what is best for everyone, really. And that's what I see in Timothy Chalamet. So I really love that. Also, I think I'm trying to find other things I could dig in deep with, but at first I was like, "Oh, is Josh Brolin going to be coming back?" And I was right that he is coming back. But I do love Oscar Isaac's performance, and it sucks that he is not going to be in Dune Part 2. And obviously Jason Momoa as well. Is Dave Bautista in the next film? Is he in the next film? I don't know. Maybe. I forgot. But I think Timothy Chalamet is a great standout. I'm really excited to see more of that, like, you know, fighting skill. I think we're gonna see more fights in Dune Part 2, and I am very, very excited to see Austin Butler in Dune Part 2. He was great as Elvis. I followed, well, not all of Austin Butler's career, but I remember he was the guy from Zoe 101 that I was like, who's this guy? Like, you know, like what happened to Chase? Like, you know, all of a sudden, like, this new guy shows up and Zoe likes him. I was like, no. But now I'm like, I'm a fan. Like, I'm a fan of Austin Butler, and I think he could deliver on this. Like, he looks scary. Like, he looks very scary. And I can't wait to see what he brings to the table of the film. And Florence Pugh, I'm not saying she can't do no wrong. Like, she can't go wrong, but man, like, you know, she's killing it. She's really killing it. She's been everywhere. So applause to her, really. So yeah, I think overall I would give Dune an 8.5 out of 10. I wanted to give it a 9 in some way, but I feel like if there were moments more like I leapt off my seat, like, you know, like I jumped out of my seat in some ways, but like that's not that kind of a film. So I had to understand that. Maybe if I watch Dune Part 2 in the theaters, that will change, because I did not see Dune in theaters. I watched it on Max. So that was, you know, I had to pause it a few times, like, because, you know, because I was at home. So yeah, I think that was the case. But I think it's well written. It made me slightly want to read the books in some form or fashion. So I think that is going to be, now that I have an idea of what Dune is, I'm looking forward to watching the second one. And I heard that the third, there's going to be a third one, and I think that's going to be the final arc, and I'm really excited for that. Am I getting the popcorn bucket? Oh man. Okay, now look, you got to admit, that popcorn bucket is like the highlight. Is the highlight of that film. I want to see the numbers. I want to see the numbers of like how much money they make off of those popcorn buckets. And there was a YouTube channel called Lessons in Meme Culture, and it was the funniest shit I've seen, because like he's so serious about it, and then I just looked at every single post of like it. Like, look, if you have not seen the popcorn bucket for Dune Part 2, go look it up and see where it could go wrong. It can go wrong in so many ways. Anyways, that's it for Dune. I'm going to move on to the other topic, and that is Pedro Pascal announced that he's going to be in Fantastic Four. According to many sources and evidence from SAG, again, I don't know all the details, but let's just assume that this is actually true, that Pedro Pascal is indeed in Fantastic Four. I can see him as Reed Richards. Like, I can see him. I feel like he could play that the smartest man, the smartest man on Earth, or yeah, I could see him as that. Because like with The Mandalorian and The Last of Us, you see him being smart. Like you see him being like very like, you know, like, you know, we have to go here, or we have to, like, you know, we can't do this, we, you know, we gotta, like, he's very rational. You can see him making rational decisions, so I think I could see that as Reed Richards. They just couldn't, because from what I've seen, is that he is confirmed in the film. I don't know if he's going to be Reed Richards, but he does have the hair. He does have the hair. But he could be Dr. Doom. Would I want him to be Dr. Doom? No. But if they want him as Dr. Doom, I think it's still, it's not a bad choice. Not my first choice, but if he's being cast as Reed Richards, like, then I can totally see that. I can really see that. Silver Surfer? I don't know. I really don't know for sure. Like, you know, that's gonna be a good fit. but I think that Reed Richards is definitely a good casting choice. Now that I've seen John Krasinski as the Mr. Fantastic, I think Pedro Pascal. At first, I was like, We don't really see much of Reed Richards as a beard, but there are comic books. There are comic books with Reed Richards with the beard, and the fact that we saw John Krasinski with the beard as Reed Richards, then I think that is going to be a great casting choice. If he's gonna, because I'm so used to Pedro Pascal with, like, you know, the facial hair, that not saying he's not good looking without the beard, but I feel like he needs the beard. I feel like he needs the beard with the suit. So I think that I will believe. I think that really suits him. So yeah, So basically, his look for The Last of Us, and just put a spandex suit. That's what I'm probably gonna see. How do I like this casting? I think it's a good casting choice. Like, look, I've heard from people that as long as they're talented, if they're talented and it has good writing, it's going to be a good recipe for a movie. But We'll see how it goes. Anyways, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, click follow whatever podcast services you are listening this to. Share this podcast to anyone you know. It really means a lot. It really helps a lot. And until next time, so long, farewell, take care. Bye-bye.